Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, March 28th. I'm reading from the ESV in Luke's Gospel, and then we'll move over to the NIV for Proverbs. In Luke today, we are reading one of my favorite passages about Jesus meeting the men on the road to Emmaus. We'll be reading verses 13 through 35. And then in the Proverbs, we're in chapter 2, verses 12 through 22, which is the end of the chapter. Turning now to Luke chapter 24, starting in verse 13, on the road to Emmaus. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him, and he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hope that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'O foolish ones and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?' And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread." Today on Maundy Thursday, it is a wonderful day for us to read God's Word, but especially wonderful to read one about Jesus breaking bread with his disciples, even when they do not recognize him. Can you imagine the scene? They're walking along and they're telling Jesus about the events of Jesus's life in the last few days. They just can't see. Perhaps Jesus looks a little bit different. And they are just amazed that this individual does not know what has happened in the last few days in Jerusalem. Then they tell Jesus about the women having gone to the tomb, and what amazement at the angel's message. I love in verse 30 where it says that Jesus was at table with them. Do you notice what he did? He took the bread, he blessed and he broke it, and he gave it to them. And in those moments when they are communing with Jesus, their eyes are opened. And so tonight, as we come to the table at Maundy Thursday, if you're able to be with us, or if not, from the comfort of your home or wherever you are, you can take the elements and be reminded tonight of Jesus as Lord. Verse 31 is my prayer for us, that our eyes will be open, just as Cleopas and the other disciples' eyes were opened and they recognized him. May it be that we recognize him today wherever we are, and especially tonight as we share in communion together. All right, let's move on over to the Proverbs. We're in Proverbs chapter 2 today, starting in verse 12. Wisdom will save you from the ways of wicked men, from men whose words are perverse, who have left the straight paths to walk in dark ways, who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. Wisdom will save you also from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words, who has left the partner of her youth and ignored the covenant she made before God. Surely her house leads down to death, and her paths to the spirits of the dead. None who go to her return or attain to paths of life. Thus you will walk in the ways of the good and keep to the paths of the righteous. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the unfaithful will be torn from it. Hey, thanks for listening along as we read God's Word together. It brings my heart such joy to think that God is placing His Word on our hearts today. Lord, help us to remember Your Word. Help us to remember today that in Luke we read about the walk to Emmaus and how You came to be with the disciples. And You come to be with us. You bless us, Lord. You open the eyes of our heart to You. Would You do that today? Would You illuminate the places in us that need wisdom? And we pray, Lord, according to the Proverbs, that You would give us wisdom so that we can avoid wickedness and adultery. Help us, Lord, to be faithful to the faithful one, and that is You. You are always faithful. You are always righteous. You are always good. You are always working, and we can trust You. Help us to be a people who trust You, who entrust our whole lives to You. And on this Maundy Thursday, Lord, when we remember Your sacrifice and we remember how You washed the disciples' feet, help us to take that model of service into the world around us. We love You, Lord, and we remember that Your body was broken for us. Your blood was shed for the remission of our sins, and for that we give You thanks and praise and honor. You are King Jesus, and we love You. Amen.